From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The Trump administration recently issued new economic sanctions that bar U.S. companies from doing business with the regime in Venezuela. One major U.S. tech company may be taking that prohibition too far. This week, software giant Adobe says it's canceling all its user accounts in Venezuela. Adobe says it's the surest way to comply with the Trump administration's new, tighter sanctions against Venezuela and its authoritarian socialist regime. But Adobe, which is based in California, seems to be misreading those sanctions. A lot. The rules do bar U.S. companies from doing business with Venezuela's regime, officials, and state-run firms like its oil monopoly and banks. But it does not prohibit business with ordinary Venezuelans.
It would seem that Adobe has gone overboard in just throwing out the baby and the bathwater.
Russ Dallin heads the investment firm Caracas Capital in Miami. He says Adobe's move could be a big blow to some Venezuelans struggling to survive the worst economic collapse in the world today. Dallin points out website development is a cottage industry there, and software like Adobe's Flash Player is a critical tool. He fears the effects if other U.S. tech firms were to follow Adobe's example, like the message platform WhatsApp. It's now a key means of anti-regime protest for Venezuelans.
The opposition relies on WhatsApp because of its encrypted technology to prevent their messages from being read by the regime. So it would be the exact opposite of what the administration would like to see when they put those sanctions in order.
Adobe also told Venezuelans it was unable to issue them refunds. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.